Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
80 Windy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram, where everybody is 3 miles away. I said two. Look who showed up, man. Tinker!
Yes, sir.
He's out here. I'll say this. With the Falcons heading overseas, I am getting a little bit excited about seeing the setting. The stadium in Berlin, the historic stuff that goes along with that. Rob mentioned it to us yesterday, and you know, I just hope we show up and play halfway decent. But I do think it's an interesting story for the NFL, which is, you know, it's a global game. And Ross said this, you know, we got to get used to not only our team, but NFL teams being over there all the time now. This is the new norm, right? We're going to play games in London, Spain, Brazil. Where else were we? Now in Germany. I mean, this is what's going to happen. So I am excited about that. But let me ask you this, Zeno. I want to get into this with you because we have this conversation all the time about coaches. And I don't know if you think Ra is a good coach or not, but I'm going to ask you these questions, and then I want you to tell me, does he do this or not?
Okay.
404-726-0929. Does he know how to identify problems and fix them?
In-game or overall?
The end game is a separate question.
Oh, okay.
Does he know how to identify problems and fix them?
Macro level, yes. Macro level, I'd say yes, he does.
Does he have attention to detail?
I'd be speaking at a turn. I mean...
The answer's no. The answer's no. Let's just keep it real.
Okay.
Okay?
I would lean no, yes.
Okay.
But I That's a very open attention to detail.
When you're losing games the way we've lost games, not just this year.
Okay, now I see what you're saying. Okay.
The last season.
The evidence would point to no.
No.
Correct.
Late game strategy. Do you rate it? How?
I'd rate it low.
F.
I'd rate it low.
Okay, F.
That's why before I asked about the in-game stuff, like the in-game management is definitely questionable.
Okay.
It certainly has been, yes. And I will say this much, though, in defense of him, because this, I will say it again, this is not his fault. Having a kicker who stinks, who fails.
This gets to my next question.
It changes the way you coach a game. It changes the way you have to play this and manage the game.
That's a great point. All right, so let's get to the next question, because these are the things, the criteria I'm giving you when you say, hey, I got a good coach. All of these things should be fairly easy to answer, and none of them should be a fail or no. Does he know his personnel? The answer is no. And the reason is because now we're on our third kicker and we're midway through the season.
Not his fault. It's a GM's fault.
It's his fault.
It's a GM's fault.
Coach should know. That's a no. Does he prioritize leadership?
Yes, I think he does. I mean, who those guys are is up for debate, but – you know, since Matt Ryan has left the organization, there is no de facto leader on this team.
But you sound like a magic 8-ball right now, Zeno.
What happened? What did you say? I didn't hear that.
You sound like a magic 8-ball right now, Zeno.
Yeah, you see him struggling
magic
with this, right?
He's
struggling.
Me,
I heard 8-ball. I'm like,
later.
Wait a second. I'm like, 8-ball. Where did this conversation go?
But there is no struggling, Zeno. I don't know if he prioritizes leadership because there have been times where this team has not shown that they've had it. The coach has to prioritize
that. Can I ask you for an example of that?
Sure. Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell.
Okay. So, no, okay. Rephrase the question. Is he a leader?
No.
That's okay. That's,
no. Because that's a
prioritizing leadership. Like, I gave you the guy on the field, the guy in the locker room.
Yes.
But you didn't ask me if he was the leader. You asked me if he prioritizes leadership from his players. Is he the right leader for this team?
Does that translate? No, we're still figuring that out. Because if they go on a 5-game win streak, there are going to be a lot of people who says everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. Prioritizing leadership is setting your players up to have that. Look, the best teams in this league are player-led.
Correct.
They just are. That starts with the head coach. Let me get to the next few questions. We'll just analyze it here.
Yep.
Does he have a flexibility and willingness to adjust?
Adjustments are bad. They're a bad adjustment team.
That's another F. Okay.
I didn't say it was an F. I said it was bad.
Okay.
That's you saying it's an F. But I've railed against them since they've got here, since this, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, their adjustments are lacking. Like, whatever struggles in the first half, I don't see a lot of adjustments going into the second half.
Totally agree.
That change the course of a game in your favor.
Totally
like,
agree.
That's problematic. The best teams in this league have good adjustment coaches. Look at Sean Payton.
Great example. All right, one more for you. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. These should be criteria when you look at your head coach that you look at and say, check, 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 check. This one I will give him credit for. This is my last one.
Okay.
But everything else just hasn't looked the way it should. Does he relationship build with players?
Yes, he does. Absolutely,
he does.
He does.
He does. And we know this because we've seen it. We're there. I will give him that. Guys do dig raw, and more importantly, I do think he has a great relationship with most of the guys on this team.
You know, I said this going into the year, right, and I kind of still hold to this. And I know fans would tell me a quick answer to this, but, you know, I felt like they had the roster. I felt like they had the offense. They had the defense. I felt like they were in position to have a good team and a team that could win the division. I just didn't know if the coaching staff and the coach were able to close the gap for them.
So now we're having a real conversation.
And I've said that all season long. I just, you know, listen, I mean, all press conferences and radio shows aside, you know, I genuinely like Raheem Morris. I loved Arthur Smith.
I don't think anybody who meets him doesn't like him. He's got that
I just don't
kind of
know,
personality.
I just don't know if the coaching part of this whole thing is solving some of the overall organizational issues and down to the level of this year, if it's solving the issues that are plaguing this team. I mean, again, I think it's me personally, I feel like I'm pretty objective. I think it's fair to say there are certain games they've lost because of coaching, and I don't think the Patriots game was one of them. I just don't. Like, there's nothing about the way they executed their game plan there that was wrong. They played complimentary football. They got screwed by an idiot kicker. And I'll say it to everybody. I've been saying it all week long. I wanted to see how that game played outside of 24 because that would have been the gut check moment for that team.
But we've had these moments in Raw, for the most part, has been unsuccessful.
Okay. Two of the games you lost were because of your idiot kicker. I mean, that's the opener against the Buccaneers in that one. Now, I don't know how the rest of those games play out if they make those kicks, right? Because things just play. I can't forecast what the Patriots would have done on offense and how we would have countered it. Do I think we would have gotten a stop? Yeah, because but the Patriots went vanilla. They're going to run the ball three times and kill the clock and make the clock the 12th defender when the Falcons go on offense. And so they did the right things, but I don't know how that game plays out. I don't know if the Patriots at that point in time, it didn't feel like with only 3 points in the second half, their offense was going to be able to move the ball down the field with 3 minutes left and put themselves in position to kick a go-ahead field goal. We don't know how it works out. But there have been times, obviously, the Carolina game and the 49ers game, they looked wildly outcoached in those games, wildly. But then how do you look at the Bills game and go, how can you be that good? The inconsistency is it falls under the coaching staff. It does because it's not a talent issue. It's not to my knowledge in those games there wasn't a lot of execution issues. But when you look at the Dolphins, there were a ton of execution issues. They were bad. They couldn't run the ball at all against the worst run defense in the league. You know, that was more execution. If you watch some of the plays in the outside zone scheme, why do you think Charlie Warner wasn't on the field that much this game? They weren't running the ball, but there were blocks missed. There were guys that didn't get to the second level, which are critical parts of being successful in an outside zone scheme, and they didn't do it against the Dolphins, and that was the point. They didn't have an adjustment there. That was a game where you were down 17-3, right, and you're driving down the field. Now, Bijan makes the turnover, and it really throws the game way out of whack and made it uncatchable at that point in time. But – you know, there was some adjustments there on that drive, but when they got down three scores, it's like, here's the other thing, too. When they get in those games, they don't ever have a what feels like a coherent plan to get back in. It's just drop back and throw, drop back and throw, drop back and throw, and hope for the best. Like, it doesn't seem like there is a way that the defense makes a play or anything like it just, you know, when things start to spitball in a bad direction and snowball downhill, you ain't stopping that avalanche from coming. This coaching staff isn't stopping that avalanche from coming, and that's a problem.
the things I just gave you was what a general manager, or should I say a front office executive, gave me before the hiring cycle last year. And he said, your coach better be able to do these things. Right now, Raw to me is doing one really well. Relationship building with his players. Attention to details not there. Late game strategies not there. In-game decision making hasn't been there. And how do you fix a problem when it's going wrong?
So
he hasn't shown his ability to do that consistently. So what I'm telling you is these are the reasons why Falcon fans are so in their bag about why we feel the way we do about this team.
Okay.
It's not the losses. It is.
It is.
Damn. Attention to detail. We're not doing that. Late game strategy. You just said it. What are we doing late? What are we doing to find a way to change the game? You just said it. We're not. These are the things that make you a really good, and I'm pounding the table, a good head coach. Right now, this is very gray to me.
Yes. I mean, it's right. Look, I don't have to look farther than the win-loss record for the last 3 years to know he's not living up to his job, right?
But everybody wants
fair
to say, but 2 years ago was he didn't have the players. When Arthur Smith was here, right?
He didn't have
the players.
Don't get me started.
Smith leaves, right? We get out of salary cap hell.
Wrongly fired, okay.
And all of a sudden now, Zeno, you're drafting defense. You've spent all these resources on offense. That cannot be an excuse anymore.
Let me ask you this question, okay? I saw the stat yesterday. I think I showed this to you. Michael Penix has the highest miss rate on open receivers of any quarterback in the league. The highest miss rate.
Coach 12%. Him up.
Now, is that a coaching thing? Or
coach
is that
him up.
Okay. But hold on a second. Now, I would you need to kind of figure out what those plays look like and go back and watch them and see, you know, because some of the some might be the throws, some might be the route, whatever it may be. But, you know, there's a line there between is that coaching or is that the player? We're not there at practice. I don't know what they're coaching on specifically. But that stat is alarming that when your young quarterback has the highest miss rate, that's got to be eliminated somehow, and that is on the coaching staff. We have to look at that and go, he can't keep missing open receivers. So either we got to shorten the routes, or we got to make the scheme something to make our lives easier on the quarterback, or go back to what I asked Ry yesterday, because I did ask him.
you asked
how
Ra?
How do you get the running game back on track? Forget.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bijan getting the ball. The run game has to be fixed, and it has to be fixed now. Because once that gets fixed, a la the opponent you're playing, Jonathan Taylor and the Colts, the quarterback's life gets a hell of a lot easier and everything looks better.
You guys can let us know what you think. Find us on social media. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe. Our team's headed to Germany. Let's hope they'll be ready on Sunday. More on the Falcons coming up at 5. When we come back, what's on Day-Day's mind next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.